Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride working trot. Now, working trot is included in all dressage tests from the very basic training and introductory levels right through to first or elementary level. Now, you will mostly ride the working variant of the trot when schooling your horse in your home arena. And in this podcast episode, we're going to show you how to ride working trot to maximise your dressage test scores. So firstly, what is working trot? Well, the trot is a two-time gait, where the horse's legs move in alternate diagonal pairs, separated by a moment of suspension. Now, the trot rhythm must be clearly two-time. And when you watch the horse trotting around the arena, you should be able to see the legs on the same side forming a clear V shape with each stride. Now, working trot is the first of the four trot variants that are used in dressage. So it's working trot, medium trot, collected trot, and extended trot. Now, you must train your horse to produce a good working trot before you can progress onto the other variants of the pace. So now let's discuss what the dressage judge is looking for. When judging the working trot, the judge is first looking for a good regular rhythm, and any signs of irregularity or incorrect sequence in the footfalls will be penalised heavily, as well as with variations in the tempo of the trot. Now, a good quality working trot sees the horse working with active hind legs, propelling himself freely forward through a swinging back, reaching forward with his front legs and with a free shoulder so that his strides cover plenty of ground. Now, the horse should clearly track up, which means that the horse's hind feet should step into the prints left by his front feet. Now, in more advanced horses, the horse should show engagement. Now, that is, the weight should be taken more into the hind quarters and the horse's balance should be noticeably uphill, giving the steps more expression and cadence. Now, the horse's whole frame should be round as he stretches through his top line to seek an elastic contact, and the horse should move straight with no signs of crookedness. Now, there should also be no signs of tension in the horse's body or mind. Now, although working trot can be ridden sitting or rising, problems often occur when riders insist on sitting to the trot, especially at the lower levels. Now, sitting trot can prevent the horse from using his back and often results in the rider slowing the pace to make the sitting to it more comfortable. Now, this usually results in a hollow frame and a tempo that is too slow. So unless you have a very supple seat, always go rising when riding the working trot. So now let's discuss some common faults in the working trot. Now, irregularity is a very serious fault in the working trot, because if the rhythm is irregular and the horse is clearly unsound, he will be eliminated from a dressage test. Now, the horse's steps should be even and in the correct sequence. And sometimes tension causes the horse to bring the legs on the same side forward together in the trot, almost like a pacer. Now, that 2-beat lateral gait is incorrect for dressage and will be heavily penalised in all the trot work throughout the test, as well as in the collective mark for the horse's paces. Now, most of the other problems that are seen in the working trot stem from the fact that the horse has not been trained along the dressage scales of training. For example, the horse might be crooked, hollow, or behind the rider's leg, all of which are serious faults. So now let's discuss how to ride the working trot. So you must establish a good working trot before you can move on to training your horse to produce collected, medium, and extended trot. So begin by riding your horse freely forward in a regular rhythm in a suitable tempo. And remember that the energy and forwardness are totally different from speed. So use half halts to regulate the tempo of the trot and to keep your horse in balance and on the aids. Now, ideally, the horse should work in a secure balance and self-carriage into an elastic contact and a consistent frame. Now, everything about the working trot should remain constant, regardless of whether you're riding circles, through corners, across the diagonal line, or down the centre line. And as with most aspects of dressage, the use of transitions are crucial when it comes to developing the horse's working trot. So keep the regularity of the horse's rhythm and the correct tempo of the pace uppermost in your mind when riding through both upward and downward transitions. Now the idea is to encourage the horse to push with his hind legs in the upward transitions and to bring them more underneath him in the downward transitions, all whilst maintaining his two-time rhythm and impulsion. So try the following exercises. So exercise number one. To encourage the horse to really use his hind legs and hindquarters to push, use the walk-trot-walk transition. And once you get good at that, you can then move on to the halt-trot-halt transition. Now exercise number two. Riding transitions within the trot is also extremely effective in improving the working version of the pace. Ride a 20 meter circle and ask your horse to lengthen his trot for just a few strides, keeping the rhythm and tempo the same. Now this exercise helps to keep the horse thinking forward and can really improve the elasticity of the working trot steps. And lastly, exercise number three. So canter transitions can also help to improve the working trot. So again, on a 20 meter circle, ask the horse to canter for a few strides and then ride forwards into a downward transition back to working trot. And then immediately ask the horse to lengthen his strides. You should feel that the steps become more elevated and cadenced. And lastly, let's talk about stretching. Because another very good exercise for improving the working trot is to ask the horse to stretch. So step one is to start on a 20 meter circle and gradually lengthen your reins, allowing the horse to take the contact forward and stretch through his back and seek the bridle. Then step number two, keep your legs on so that the horse continues to work forward from behind in a good rhythm and with plenty of power. And as he stretches, the horse's back should lift underneath you, his shoulders should become freer, and his steps should become more elevated. And lastly, step number three, gradually retake the reins and go large around the arena. And you should now feel that the working trot has more power, elasticity, and lift. Now this exercise is also included in several dressage tests, so it's useful to include it in your everyday schooling sessions too. So to wrap this episode up, the working trot is included in every dressage test from the most basic levels right through to first or elementary level, and it is the foundation for the more advanced variants of the pace, which are collected, medium and extended trot. So focus on the rhythm, regularity and impulsion of the working trot, and concentrate on schooling your horse along the dressage scales of training to maximise your horse's natural pace. Now if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in a comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.